Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Well, 9/11 is coming up. Do our Iranian enemies have a little something in mind for us? Is that the reason our State Department has put a hold on any visas for truck drivers, commercial truck drivers, and looking into 50 million? Recent holders of visas in our country. Rocket rattle, another Elon SpaceX launch just going up here. I'm hearing it in the Santa Maria from Vandenberg. Anyway, Pam and Cash have appointed a co-deputy director to work alongside Bongino, tooling up for a planned major assault on the deep state. Or, if you're on the planet, you've heard what the FBI did at 7 a.m. this morning here on Friday. John Bolton's home and office have been raided by the FBI. Trump began by cleaning up his own house. You know, D.C., front door to America. Now he says Chicago's next. The devil can't have Chicago anymore. Trump demands the release of Tina Peters. Yeah. At the same time, he's preparing to sign an executive order prohibiting the use of mail-in ballots for federal elections and requiring voter ID. The globalists want to erase United States uniqueness. They want to destroy Americana. You know, American playfulness, the fun-loving spirit of the fun-loving persona of our country. Depersonalizing our brands and neutering our cultural distinctiveness. That's what the communists do when they're getting ready to take over. Judicial tyranny rages on. Obama appointed Judge Kathleen Williams. Ordered Alligator Alcatraz to stop receiving detainees, stop all construction, and begin shutting down. We've got a bad and deep worm infection. We need ivermectin for the body politic. Speaking of ivermectin, how is it that ivermectin is proving to be an effective treatment for some kinds of cancer in lab and animal trials? In esophageal carcinoma, it suppresses tumor growth, inhibits colorectal cancer, augments the effectiveness of chemotherapy in ovarian cancer. Is it possible that some cancers are parasitic in nature? It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I've been using ChatGPT for a while, testing it against Grok, Perplexity, Brave AI. I'll be looking at a few others as I continue my research here. A few days ago, when I logged in to ChatGPT-4, I was asked if I'd like to know what ChatGPT thinks of Jerry. Okay, now that was weird. The curiosity of vanity is not the only reason I pursued it. The fact is, it does align with my mission and my investigation. So I bet. Would you like me to read it to you? Oh, stop it with the eye rolling. Okay, yeah, about half of you are intrigued. Good. Another quarter of you are indifferent or mildly interested, and the rest of you are impatient to talk about the Bolton raid. All right, be patient. Here it is. Quote, all right. And when I said yes, they said, all right, here's a catchy take on you based on our chats so far. Jerry the deep diver, a sharp-eyed thinker who won't settle for surface answers. You cut through clutter, call out when things get messy, and push for clarity until the picture sharpens. You're part historian, part detective, with a knack for spotting biblical nuances and a patience for digging through dense details. Curious, persistent, and never afraid to keep me honest, you're the kind of conversationalist who makes AI work hard for every insight. One favorite byline that Chat, by the way, that's in quote on that particular section, one favorite byline Chat offered of the many that I liked, cutting through the clutter to the truth. Oh, and this one, a historian's curiosity with a detective's precision. And then digging deeper, seeing sharper. Let's see. Here you go. Peeling back the noise till we get to the truth. And then this one, because the details matter, and so does the big picture. Anyway, you get the idea. Spot on or miss the mark. You call 805-314-2114 and let me know what you think. I'll give out this number again later, but are you ready now? Good, here it is. 805-314-2114. Oh, yeah. 9/11 is coming. Do our Iranian enemies have something in mind? Is that the reason our State Department has put on hold any visas for truck drivers, commercial drivers? Is that why Rubio has launched a review of 55 million visas currently being held? I really doubt that Iran is ready to stick its head up out of the rubble of Fordo. So that leaves us with merely a response to California insanely giving a license to drive a huge 16-wheeler on our roads to an illegal who crossed our border from Mexico. Let's say that's problem number one. And then add to that the fact that this guy can't read English. I think that's a problem. But it's also kind of weird, don't you think? I mean, try to visualize this. How does anybody issue a license to drive anything on our roads to someone who cannot read the English language or identify our road signs? And I'm not kidding. They tested this fellow. He could only identify 2 words out of 12 basic English highway terms, and then only 1 out of 4 highway traffic signs. Excuse me? What sort of moronic issues a driver's license to someone like this, much less a commercial license allowing this fellow to drive a huge semi-truck on our roads? What's going on here? What? And who else? The imbecilic California DMV. The moronic bill that passed and was signed into law that requires the DMV to issue a California driver's license to illegals. And then you connect that with a ginned up fear of resisting the will of anyone that looks Arab. Let's just say it. It's my guess either the person behind the counter was racially or religiously sympathetic or simply foolishly assumed, and I mean really assumed, that this guy could did they listen to his accent? He didn't even have to pass a driver's license test to get a commercial license to drive a semi-truck. I haven't even heard that brought up. What's going on here? That's Newsom's California for you. Or I should say it's Newsom's California for everyone except you. Anyway, who issues a regular operator's license to someone like this, much less a special license, commercial license required to get a job driving one of these huge trailer tractor semi-trucks? Isn't there a law that makes officials who are derelict in the execution of their responsibilities culpable for any resulting damage that might arise? You know, like turning your trailer into oncoming traffic and killing 3 people in an oncoming minivan? Yeah, stuff like that. Can the surviving family sue Newsom? Sue California? Sue the assembly? The DMV in California? I don't know. The worker who issued the license, didn't the blood of those 3 innocent lives splatter all the way from that turnpike in Florida onto the hands of all of those who put their hands in this business? On a turnpike near Fort Pierce, Florida, Harjinder Singh turned his semi-truck into the path of an oncoming minivan, colliding with that minivan and killing 3 Americans. Who let this guy into our country and protected him from deportation? Who issued a commercial license to operate a semi-truck on our roads without making sure he could, well, how about just read English and identify traffic signs? Answer to the first question, the Biden-Kamala administration with their accomplices here in California, a sanctuary state. Answer to the second question, the Newsom administration, and I kid you not, California issued a license to this guy. And what company hired him? Who hired him? How can anyone of this man's age, he has to be in his 30s, maybe early 40s, probably 30s, with reasonable intelligence, smart enough to shift the gears in a big semi-truck and get it rolling, How can anybody be so without basic situational awareness that he would turn his truck into oncoming traffic? So we come back to the first question. 9/11 is coming. Is Iran planning a massive terrorist attack to be delivered by a fleet of semi-trucks turning into oncoming traffic? As I mentioned, it doesn't seem likely. I did forget to mention, by the way, the driver, Harjinder Singh, a Sikh musician in his religion, is not related to that Sikh militant who in the late 80s assassinated India's chief of army staff. No relation, just because they have the same name. Pam and Cash have appointed a co-deputy director to work alongside Bongino, tooling up for a planned major assault on the deep state. Or, there's a lot of speculation about this, but Bongino was not fully on board with the handling of the Epstein files, we know. And I appreciate his position on that matter. And I think there should be room in the administration for that perspective and concern. Is this an effort to neutralize him? Some are suggesting Andrew Bailey, the guy that was appointed to this co-deputy job, is tasked with providing additional legal oversight and helping with the FBI's public relations problems. Well, maybe. We'll see, of course, but I hope it's mission-focused. And I guess that would play into a mission focus. The FBI leadership is working for the people these days instead of against them, you know. Maybe that takes a larger staff. Is this an effort to provide Cash with additional help to allow him to split Bongino's portfolio to make management more efficient to increase focus on important cases? I can think of a lot of good reasons you might do something like this. Let's look at the media response. On the left, unsurprising criticism of unconventionality and further politicization of the FBI. What nonsense. Talk about whatever. Danger warnings against appointing another official from outside the FBI. Yeah, they don't like that outside stuff. This magazine or news source called The Independent connects the move to Bongino's pushback on the Epstein issue. They spin it as evidence of tensions within the FBI and DOJ offices. On the right side, the response is almost totally positive. The GOA, that's Gun Owners of America, praised the appointment of Missouri's soon-to-be former AG because of his strong record on the Second Amendment. The Republican Attorney General Association is all thumbs up. The Daily Caller, thumbs up. However, some might read Patel's statement as a tad concerning. Quote, FBI Director Cash Patel said Bailey's appointment is part of a broader effort to align the Bureau with President Trump's second-term agenda, emphasizing the need for top-tier talent to carry out the administration's priorities, end quote. Now, that's a reporter repeating to us what he heard from Patel. That's not a direct quote from Patel. I expected something like, as you know, the workload is huge and very broad. We need to be laser focused on getting the bad guys now and then cleaning up on the mess with all the bad guys we've inherited. And something along those lines anyway. What Cash said suggests that the problem being addressed in the appointment is to align the Bureau behind Trump's agenda. It needed clarification unless the top tier officials intended to invite the sharks. You know, throwing some blood in the water here. Another news source called The Week points out that, one, Bongino has more than once expressed the toll the job's taking on him, and two, reminded readers of the brouhaha that was stirred up by Bondi's fumble on the Epstein file issue and Bongino's willingness to point it out. Bongino's response? A one-word expose. Welcome. That's it. I'll honor the Bongino rule and give the story 3 days to mature before coming down hard on conclusions, but I must admit, this does seem to have been a rather sudden move. I mean, usually we would expect some advance indicators, you know, some talks, some pressers, including some comment about the need for this or the need for that, and here's the answer, whatever, some preparation. However, it just happened quickly. So I don't know what I don't know, and I won't know until I know. I will continue to hope it's about increasing efficiency and tooling up for the coming major onslaught on the swamp. For example, did you hear what the FBI did at 7 a.m. this morning? A raid on John Bolton's home and office. Okay. Hold on, my friends. I'll be right back.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur. And Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church above the arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Got a guy outside my window playing with his motorcycle. If you hear some extra noise there, just ignore it. The FBI raided John Bolton's home and office. Now, this might be the shot over the bow of the deep swamp subs. Trump's first term, deep state compromised DOJ, was investigating Bolton for leaking classified information. It was deliberately slow-walked until it was shut down and buried by the Biden administration. Bolton was suspected of illegal possession and misuse of classified documents. Director Patel ex-posted, quote, "No one is above the law," at FBI agents on mission, end quote. Pam posted, quote, "America's safety isn't negotiable. Justice will be pursued, always." Now, we'll see what they find in the box and whether charges are made against them. I hear that is something we should expect soon. If they do indict and try him and present evidence in open court, the matter will be a clear case of an evildoer finally facing justice. If they don't indict and try him and get a conviction, well, that's where the bar is today, you know. You've got to get that conviction. And it has to be with just and righteous people on the bench and in the jury. Really, you have to have all these caveats laid out today because you can't trust the courts to give you justice. Remember OJS, Orenthal James Simpson, and DJT, and you know what those initials stand for. These two represent a miscarriage of justice on opposite sides. The twit Bolton expected the Trump DOJ to come after him. In January, shortly after Trump took office, he told AP, Associated Press, "Anybody who ever disagrees with Trump has to worry about retribution. It's a pretty long list," he says. Hey, Johnny with the Mark Twain mustache, how long is it? Is it as long as the Clinton list? Is it as long as the Obama list? If you know what I mean? Yeah, has anyone noticed there are zero names on any list of suspicious deaths connected with Donald J. Trump? Oh, you have not thought about that. Next, Letitia James is called to the bench. She is being investigated for charges of deprivation of rights. Serious charge. But this matter has even more devastating implications for the Democrats. Letitia deprived the rights of Donald J. Trump. She abused her authority by, quote, "pursuing a politically motivated civil case against President Trump without legal merit, as evidenced in part by her campaign promises to target Trump." Bondi has signed off on the probe. Hey, James, remember when you smugly promised, quote, "I will come back before you soon with a check for $250 million and to let you know that he," and she's speaking of Trump, "is no longer allowed to do business in the state of New York," end quote. Letitia, remember when you tried to steal Trump Tower from Trump's family? I think justice for you might look something like this. You're sitting in a jail cell on Rikers Island. Your cell is surrounded by big screens rolling video of Trump coming down that elevator, sitting in the Oval Office and playing golf. No sound except your own arrogant voice repeating over and over, "I will come back before you soon." And let there be a big mirror in there in between each of the screens so you can look at yourself. But the real problem for Dems is that this probe into Letitia's abuses came up in connection with the investigation into Russiagate hoax. This means it is being viewed within the scope and context of a conspiracy to remove Trump from office in his first term, which conspiracy continued then in an operation to stop him from running for election and achieving office. The importance of this is that it obliterates all statute of limitations, immunities for all of these criminals. It also puts it all into the context of treasonous conspiracy. You stupid idiots thought you were just playing a little hardball politics, but you were committing treason against the American people and against the Constitution of the United States. Speaking of immunity from prosecution for crimes, Biden's auto pen pardons are crumbling. We now know it was known within the Biden administration that the auto pen was being abused and that the pardons were not lawful. Bradley Weinsheimer, a 34-year veteran of the DOJ, wrote in an email on January 17, 2025, that there was black and white evidence that the administration knew these actions were legally flawed. Trump is cleaning up, literally he's cleaning up D.C., and he said Chicago's next. The devil can't have Chicago anymore. Detroit, Detroit. I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. The truth is marching on. Trump demands the release of Tina Peters. Hallelujah. And at the same time, he's preparing to sign an executive order prohibiting mail-in ballots for federal elections and also requiring voter ID. The law requires anyone voting in national elections to be a citizen. The Constitution charges the executive with the responsibility to enforce that law. It's just like the border issue. If the states refuse to enforce federal law, the executive must step in and see that it is done. I've read the fiery gospel written burnished rolls of steel. As you deal with my contemners, so with you my grace will deal. Let the hero born of women crush the serpent with his heel. Oh yeah, truth is marching on, baby. Here comes the judge. Here comes the globalists want to erase United States uniqueness, the American playful and fun-loving persona. You see it in the influence BlackRock and Vanguard has had and is having on American corporations. They're making fun and happy places like McDonald's look like bland corporate offices, without personality, without character. It's like they are trying to suffocate the individuality out of our culture. Don't let them do it. Be forewarned. By the way, this is what communism does to every culture it absorbs like the Borg. I say resist. Express your distaste for McDonald's new image and express it to them. And let Pizza Hut know that their new look warrants or requires a new name, since your locations now don't even resemble a hut in Tahiti. Tell that Crack Barrel, eliminating the personal touch from their logo makes their brand isolated, bland, impersonal, cold, everything that a corporate brand should avoid. Today, America is the hottest thing going, in a trend where everything is moving toward America. What these companies are doing is a bad business model to follow. Be distinctively American. That's the way to go. Just got an update on AB 495, you know, the bill that allows the state to turn custody of your children to anyone that fills out a little form that they like. If you resist immunization, for example, well, who knows, your child could come under the custodial responsibility of somebody you don't even know. Thousands showed up to peacefully protest, and our evangelist to the Capitol, Brock Campbell, reported that the bill has been placed on suspension. Praise God. The committee will hear it again on August 29. Stay vigilant, watch and pray. I had an opportunity to meet Chi An at a get-together over on Thousand Hills Ranch. I found him to be a very interesting man. He's running for governor of the great state of California. He shares with us in common our faith and our fundamental concerns regarding our state. I'm looking at Chi An. I'm praying about whether or not to endorse and support him. You let me know what you think. Have you heard about him? Look him up. Get some information. He's a South Korean evangelical believer And he's got a little touch of the Baptist background there in his life when the Southern Baptists went into South Korea. He is certainly the kind of immigrant that we can love and embrace. All legal, by the way. So you pray with me as I pray about what kind of support I'm going to encourage for this particular candidate for California. I do believe we need a Christian conservative, and not just any Christian, a biblically literate Christian conservative to take the state and make it golden again. Thank you for joining me today, the Brain Massage radio show and podcast. I trust you'll join me Saturday night for our Brain Massage live stream podcast. I've lit the lamps, the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Go to brainmassage.net, brainmassage.net. Use the Contact Us button to get a form that you can use to send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to speak with me, you can call 1-805-314-2114. It's 1-805-314-2114. You can just say, lights on and hang up, lights off and hang up. And remember, if you want to try some cellular tea, just say, I want to try the tea. Becky will get in touch with you to arrange the shipment. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the mass controversy with science and scripture answers two questions and answers both definitively. Do masks work? That's the science part of the book. And after 964 scientific articles were examined, producing over 800 pages of notes comparing the studies with what real science says, the definitive answer is no. Chapter 5 is worth the price of the book. Natural filtration versus the masks. It'll blow your mind. Second question, are medical mandates supported by the scripture injunction to obey every ordinance of man? Author and theologian Dr. Jerry Scheidbach has an earned doctorate and an earned reputation for excellent biblical insight and exegesis. He will show from the Bible that mask mandates are not supported by scripture.
If you're looking for unvarnished, plain Bible preaching that tells it like it is without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families navigate through the moral storms of our day.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.